TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should reach you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, people? It's Shamir Brooklyn Black, and you are definitely tuned in to a brand new episode of Pre-Game Radio. We got Spoken Word Part 2 going down tonight. If you missed last night, shame on you, but don't worry, you can always catch up, and we're doing Part 2 tonight, so definitely that's what it is. Today is, January 26th, and your sports scores right now, the Brooklyn Nets are trailing behind the Houston Rockets, score of 95-105 in the fourth quarter, and New York Knicks have lost against the Philadelphia 76ers, score of 80-97. J.R. Smith particularly had a bad game. He was 0-8 the entire game, so meaning he really ain't score shit. But, you know, tomorrow they face the Atlanta Hawks, so maybe we get some redemption. 347-857-4302. You already know how we do here. Throwbacks and, you know, a couple, little bit of mayhem, and then we get right into spoken word at 10:30, all right? So keep it locked. Get your throwbacks. I think I'm doing tonight pretty much for the ladies, all right? It's Pre-Game Radio. Shout out to Jada Tech. I see you, player.
Oh, look out. Oh, come on. What you like? A whole lot of worries. What you like?
years ago. Like something like this as conflict explodes. It was one of those days, not much to do. So what I structured the more just about a thing or two. And I met a wise guy playing a harmonica. By him was Foxy Brown. Go down, she says, I'm Monica, Monica. Oh yeah, Monica, so shady. I'll be the M-L-I-K-A. Excuse me, say, my God, you look smooth. Put away your loot, you all in with me, boo. She said, oh, no, cause I'd rather a ball of you. Not to get on your nerve, but haven't you served a star or two? Only the ones with no class, the ones with no shame. Shine on them like a diamond in the rain, off the window pane. It's spitting on your kitten, can I slob it too? Of course I got the sauce to put on the barbecue. Well, if tonight is tonight like Betty Wright, can I see you as a G, you know you out of sight. Well, I see funny as it seems, but I must reveal. Yeah, the chocolate at the jockey with that sex appeal. Let's chill. Come on.
Pre-game radio, y'all already know what it is. Gotta get to the call lines real quick. Last four, 6466. You're live on air. What's good? 6466, you're on the air. Alright, I guess while they get down to gather their parents, we're gonna get into this next throwback. Like I said, I'm even for the ladies. You know, it's kind of for the raunchy ladies, though, but either way, it serves its purpose. We'll be right back.
Now, I wanna holler no motherfucking trick. He all over there smelling like bunk and Hennessy and shit. Hell nah.
Yeah, what you got
play about
it?
Hell nah, I don't wanna holler at him.
Hold up, bitch. Hold up, bro. Check it out. Hope you don't know damn nigga. That'll represent like me. Who'll say some shit like me? One who'll lay the dick like me. But you don't know damn nigga. Who do the shit that I do? Run through your whole little crew. Pay for it if I got to. Hope you don't know damn nigga. It'll run off in your high. Fucking brains out, bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who'll fall off in the club? Free drinks for the show, some love. Play the ball for the buzz, bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who know more niggas than me? Who do more killers than me? And way more dope dinner than me, bitch, you don't know now, nigga.
Nope.
Bitch, you don't know now, nigga.
Next with the mob, many man's for the stars, intellectual flexing hard, girl, you don't know man.
spoken word going down. I see people are starting to converge and come through and take their places already. So we're going to change the mode a little bit. All right, we're going to spread the spoken word. But, of course, I got a couple more joints, but I'll save that for later on in the show. You know, but until everyone starts to settle in, shout out to everyone who was on the check-in last night. South Jersey definitely represented. I believe they're going to represent a full force again tonight, so definitely going to get it popping. But get to some, get to a call by the dog, DMX, 347-857-4302. I will be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. I appreciate it. What I'm going to speak on is the thing that's on my mind the most. You know what I'm saying? The thing that we all got to deal with every day, but don't really know. The industry. The industry. Man, it's not the same. Doesn't have to do with talent. It's about playing the game. The industry. Real niggas is dying to get in. The industry. Just to find they don't fit in. The industry ain't what it used to be. The industry's trying to control the way you MC. They want you to dress like this and talk like that. But I'm going to dress like this and talk with the bat. The industry got your word meaning nothing. The industry, fuck what you heard because he's bluffing. The industry, money, bitches, hate, put a day to try to take a fucking thing off my plate. The industry like, wait. But in the streets, we like, get them. 17 up in that thing. Take them sleeping and hit them. The industry, if you ain't got a strong mind, the industry will break you down. It's a matter of time. The industry, vultures with nothing to feast on. See me? I'm getting my beast on. The industry, stay in the dirt, play in the dirt. Test the wrong one in the industry and you will get hurt. I'm not an industry artist. I'm an artist in the industry. So I do what the fuck I want because nobody can finish me. The industry. Wanted, dead or alive, new artists to sell their souls in the way they survive. The industry don't give a fuck about you. But the industry couldn't make a dime without you. The industry. I'm sick of this industry shit. The industry playing them like a industry bitch. They try to finish me quick, but I am long, so I stand strong. Fuck a beat. Listen to the words in the damn song. Yeah. I only know how to speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I got a little short joint I'm gonna hit you with. You know what I'm saying? And it basically reflects on my relationship with the industry. This is what it is. Often my words fall on deaf ears. Motherfuckers be listening, but don't hear. Talking to a nigga, he be sitting right here. I be like, where you going? Nigga be like, yeah. Thank you.
Out the lies like Malik Shabazz. Get my people off the rock like Alcatraz. We doomed. Baby boomers getting diaper rash. Could a bulletproof cape stop taping? Looters crash. Ask Kobe why Toby was lashed. Ask Flash why we wait in the water. In a time to kill. Why them white boys was raping his daughter? This ain't another why song. We all know the disorder. They got a black man Superman for only four quarters. I'm a rapper slash reporter. Slash preacher slash porter. Rap savior walk on water. Sorrow, but we face it, certified.
You only see tomorrow when you make it. You only see tomorrow if you try. The world's full of sorrow, but we face it. Certified.
The world's a scary place when you look at the faces, the hearts broken once whole. Now pump poison in those that's chosen to change, opposing the change in those that's holding the fame. Do it for their personal gain, it's true. We each got our personal pain. Some got an umbrella but still getting caught in the rain, or the sleet of the hail. Whether bullets or tattoos, wonder why we end up in jail, or just settle and fail. As the drops hit my window, I hear the wind blow. The trees shake and my body aches. How much pain can one body take? Take, 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 take. Well, that's the question, what's the answer? With AIDS and cancer attacking our world, little girls that won't grow to be dancers. Natasha, Crystal, Samantha won't live to see Santa. AIDS walk every year, I've been lifting that banner. I think about my niece, and she missing her nana. My mama raising a helping hand to anyone who needed, and she still managed to feed six. No supports for my dad, she gave us every single thing that she had.
The past is the past for a reason. The present is a gift of life. Take the time to just breathe in. Certified. The past is the past for a reason. The present is a gift of life. Take the time to just breathe in. Certified.
Military drama, Hillary, Obama, deceit becomes hope. Hope for a new karma, fat farmer. We must be crazy to dream, but I'ma scream, yes we can, till I can't scream. We have no knowledge of electoral colleges, but the motto is the sun don't shine, we gotta polish it with new politics. Certified change, a new American idol. Shit, 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 bang.
Look to the future before you. Our actions will be justified. Hand in hand we'll walk and we'll be certified. Look ahead to the future before you. Our actions will be justified. Hand in hand we'll walk and we'll be certified.
Give it up for Julian Curry.
What's up, my niggas? I said, what's up, my niggas? That was a trick question. And it's nice to see that the tricky ones haven't tricked most of y'all into the answer. You see, niggas then passed through our families, generation to generation like cancer. It used to be said by slave masters who weren't in the business of breeding no dancing niggas. They only wanted good old field niggas. But I wonder how the field nigga would feel if he was sitting next to me on the A-train at approximately 3 o'clock any day of the week, and he heard his little great-great-grandson speak dozens, if not hundreds of times, from 59th Street to West 4th, the word that made black families pack up in the South and move north. When he slammed a couple of these boys against the doors and asked, what's the deal, nigga? Do you think you're keeping it real, nigga? Do you know how I was killed, nigga? They murdered me with hot rods of steel, nigga. Now how do you think this makes me feel, nigga? Or would he just sit there and listen silently like white people do? Silently like I do. Silently like we all do. So what do? I go down to Wall Street. Do you know why they call it Wall Street? Because centuries ago there were these huge high walls, and down on the street, slaves with shackles on their feet were going to be bought and sold by the fleet like shares of Intel. Phrases shouted daily like, where's my niggers? There's my niggers. Whose niggers are those? Now here we are centuries after slavery, insulting our ancestors' bravery by shouting phrases daily like, where's my nigga? What up, nigga? You know you my nigga, right? So don't blame the boys on the A-train. Blame the men who put the myth it was okay to say it in their brain. Blame the kings of comedy, the old-time nigga record holders. Put the blame on the Hughes brothers, the Quentin Tarantino shoulders. And hopefully this nigga poem is making you uncomfortable to the point where you're cracking your neck and staring down at the ground. Looking to your left and your right, there's any white people around. Helping you realize that you've been bamboozled if you think you have to wear blackface to be a clown. But I gotta go now, I gotta go now, I gotta go now. I gotta get this poem in the hands of the artist formerly known as Prince now. Because when it comes to talent, ain't nobody's bigger. And maybe this poem could be the gun, and his voice could be the trigger. And we could collaborate and figure a way to convince Jigga to help us write a new dream song, our new theme song, and call it the people formerly known as Niggas.
For a whole race of people freed from slavery with nothing, without money, without work, without education, it has not always been easy to hold fast to dreams. But the Negro people believed in the American dream. Now, since almost 100 years of freedom, we've come a long ways. But there is still a long way to go for the Negro and democracy. This is a poem called I Too. I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful we are and be ashamed. I too am America.
Yeah, pre-game radio, spoken word, definitely rocking off, starting off pretty well. Excuse me. And we definitely got a whole bunch. Shout out to Ed, who couldn't be here tonight through the unforeseen scheduling conflict. So you got Brooklyn Black on the helm, Dolo solo. All well and good, though. You know, I'm still definitely holding it down, doing the damn thing. All right, let's get to, let's see. Let's see if we get to this call line, see if this call is ready. 6466.
What's good, Black?
Jetty Tech Guy, what's popping?
I'm here. You're not alone.
All right, so putting them back, Jetty Tech Guy, definitely holding it down. And it's been a while since Jetty Tech Guy's been here. So, you know, it's definitely a good feeling. You know, he's here for spoken word.
You know I love the spoken word.
Well, we got one hell of a show for you tonight. Pretty much starting in the next minute all the way till like 11:40. It's nothing but artists calling through, spitting their fire. Last night, South Jersey was definitely on the check, and it was definitely holding it down and shutting it down, and they promised the same for tonight. So, you know, I'm anxious to see what's up.
That's what's up. I'm looking forward to it.
But also, shout out to everyone over at 2460. Shout out to Ash Cash holding it down over there. Shout out to all the naysayers, you know, who because we're going into pregame radio's third year, and a lot of people say, oh, you won't last the season. One chick told, yo, this is whack, you won't last a week, and we pretty much almost 3 years in, and we're one of the premier radio stations that showcases underground hip-hop, so it is what it is, and now we're just trying to corner the market with spoken word. So, like I said, it is what it is. And we're holding the damn thing down. 347-857-4302. Again, send us before the first artist takes the mic. And we'll be right back.
So it seemed that it was cool for everyone to be in a relationship but me. So I took matters into my own hands and ended up with him. Display the characteristics of a cheater, a liar, an abuser, and a thief. So why was I surprised when he broke into my heart? I called 911, but I was cardiac arrested for aiding and abetting because it was me who let him in, claiming we were just friends. It was already decided for me by the first date that even if he wasn't, I was going to make him the one. You know, I was tired of being alone, and I simply made up in my mind that it was about that time, so I decided to drag him along for the ride, because I was always the bridesmaid and never the bride. A virgin in the physical, but mentally just a grown woman on the corner, and he was tired of the wait. So I was going to make him the one. He had a form of godliness, but not much. But hey, I can change him, so I'll take him. I mean, he's close enough. Ready to sell my aorta for a quarter, not knowing the value of its use to me. Arteries so clogged with my will, it blocked his will from flowing through me. So I thank Christ that his blood pressure gave his heart an attack that flatlined my obscured vision, put me flat on my back. Through my ignorance, he saw. So through my sternum, he sawed and cracked open my chest to transplant Psalms 51:10. A new heart and a renewed right spirit within. So now I fully understand, better yet, I thoroughly comprehend how much I need to wait for you. See, the bad thing is that I knew he wasn't you from the beginning. Because in the beginning was the Word, and he didn't even sound or shine like your son. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and all he could whisper was sweet, empty nothings, which meant nothing. He couldn't even pray what I needed him to. Asking him to fast would be absurd, so forget about being cleansed and washed with water through the Word. But I know you. You are already praying for me. Even never having met me, let me assure you, I will wait for you. I will no longer date, socialize, or communicate with carbon copies of you to appease my boredom or to quench my thirsty desire for attention and short-lived compliments from sorta kinda. You know he's sorta kinda right, but sorta kinda wrong. His first name Luke, his last name Warren. False companionship. I won't lay in the embrace of his arms, attempting to find some closeness, but never feeling so far apart, because I just want to be held. Because all I got to do is say no. No more almost sessions of almost coming close, passing winks and buying drinks, and I'm a flirt who flirts with the ideology of, can you just tell me how much I can get away with and still be saved? No more. I'll stay in my bed alone and write poems about how I will wait for you. He won't even come close. Our fingers won't even interlock. We won't even exchange breath, because I have thoughts that I've saved as, and a file that God has only equipped you to open. I will no longer get weighted down from so-called friends and family talks about the concern for my biological clock when I serve the author of time. Who is not subject to time, but I'm subject to him. He has the ability to stop, fast forward, pause, or rewind at any given time. So if we could role play, you would be Abraham and I would be Sarah. Or you could be Isaac and I could be Rebecca, a servant's answered prayer. I am bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh, made up of your rib, Adam. And once we meet, like electrons, I will be bound to your nucleus, completely indivisible, atom. We even speak the same math. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, which really equals 1 if you add them. We were all created in his image, but you have the ability to reflect, project, and even detect the sun. If I were to explain what you look like, you would have to look like a star, a son of the sun. I would gain energy simply from the light that you shine on me. I would need you in order to complete my photosynthesis. I await your revelation, but once again from the Genesis, I will wait for you. And I will know you, because when you speak, I will be reminded of Solomon's wisdom. Your ability to lead will remind me of Moses. Your faith will remind me of Abraham. Your confidence in God's word will remind me of Daniel. Your inspiration will remind me of Paul. Your heart for God will remind me of David. Your attention to detail will remind me of Noah. Your integrity will remind me of Joseph. And your ability to abandon your own will remind me of the disciples. But your ability to love selflessly and unconditionally will remind me of Christ. But I won't need to identify you by any special Matthews or any special marks, because this word will be tatted all over your heart. And you will know me, and you will find me, where the boldness of Esther meets the warm closeness of Ruth, where the hospitality of Lydia is aligned with the submission of Mary, which is engulfed in the tears of a praying Hannah. I will be the one drenched in Proverbs 31, waiting for you. But to my Father who has known me before I was birthed into this earth, only if you should see fit. I desire your will above mine, so even if you call me to a life of singleness, my heart is content with you, the one who has sinned. You are the greatest love story ever told, the greatest love ever known. You are forever my judge, and I'm forever your witness. And I pray that I'm always found on a mission about my Father's business. I will always be yours, and I will always wait for you, Lord, more than the watchmen wait for the morning. More than the watchmen wait for the morning, I will wait.
Pre-game radio, spoken word night. We're back in the building. We got Majestic Originality coming up in about 2 minutes. And before we do, you know, we know for the past 8 months, this dude from Korea, Psy, has been taking over YouTube, mainstream media, you know what I'm saying, with that song Gangnam Style. Now, me personally, I have no idea what the hell that means. I just know what he says in English. And the rest of the song, just like the rest of y'all, I'll be rocking. But reggae artist Elephant Man, he came up to what I think is probably the best remix to the song. And it's called Badman Style. You know how y'all make those sounds in Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, Antigua, Costa Rica, Dominica. Oh my, it's just so... So many countries I can shout out, but of course, big shout out to Guyana. And we're going to get into it before Majestic Originality gets in the building, and we'll be right back. 347-857-4302, Street Game Radio. Let's get into it.
Jamaican Badman style. Badman style. In Jamaica, we have some of the baddest dance about ya. Farina fly down, we can catch the latest style, the mouth ya. Make two gun fingers cross, you know, and they move, but they put on your shoulder. Out of the Gangnam, our Batman style, which one cola?
You ain't no jiggas in jail.
Oh, you don't know how we bring the life of the party.
So we never scare. From our body, we ready for start. Anywhere.
Can I blast a sample stick till the belly gets wild and Batman style? Them a do the Batman style. Everybody Batman style.
We dance it because we love it.
Yeah.
Fully flow.
Hey.
Nobody hey. Tell them no. We are everybody dancing.
Everybody dancing.
Jamaican Batman style, Antigua Batman style, Barbados a Batman style, Trinidad a Batman style, Caribbean a Batman style, New York a Batman style, Miami man a Batman style, LA them a Batman style, in a Canada a Batman style, London a Batman style, Africa a Batman style, back to Jamaican style, every man a Batman style, every woman a Batman style, all the baby a Batman style, you know see a Batman style, all lady a Batman style, Mobile man a Batman style, Hoochie man a Batman style, Hoochie a Batman style, whoever is Batman style, I fresh you back to 3 miles. You know,
we dancing because we love it.
Yeah.
Fully flow.
Hey.
Nobody tell them no. We are everybody dancing.
Everybody
because we love it. Fully flow.
Hey.
They got to go.
Hey.
I miss them counting the Batman style. They got to go, 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 go.
Yes, we're back in the building, pregame radio. Shout out to Elephant Man. We got the homie Majestic Originality in the building. Majestic, what's going down?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I was just, you know, once again, thank you for having me on here, man. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to do what I can for you to, you know, make
well,
it a good night, just like you had yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, let's get into it. You know, the floor is yours, man.
All right. Here you go. First one go like this. Pray for me. You call me a lost soul and explain to me that my sins can be forgiven. Tell me that God exists in me all along and that all I need to do is come back. Pray for me. Back to what? I ask that question a million times and receive a billion lies that I've heard a trillion times out the same tri-billion miles one by one. Pray for me. I'm told that my world can change for the better if I believe and follow, yet I'm told also that to believe in myself and to follow no one. So to whom do I listen and to whom do I hear? Pray for me. My beliefs are based on the actions of past factions who came blasting with weaponry and words, called my ancestors savages and devil worshippers, slaughtered, raped, and defiled in the name of their God, erased through pain the love that was thought of as their power. Pray for me. Allow me to confess my devotion to not follow your leader. Let me be who I am and serve my spirits in the form that I choose. Forgive them, Father, for they have forgotten their orishas. They are blind to truth because the lies have made them feel free. Pray for me. Brushing off my beliefs and calling me atheist. They still believe I can be saved, yet I know they cannot. The only way to truly believe is to see the truth. So I walk with eyes and ears open, saluting my siblings, knowing and respect how they feel and not force opinions such as the invaders did to our ancestors. Pray for me. Why? Because you love me. Because you believe. Because you see me as a lost soul and don't want me to die. Because I'm your husband, cousin, friend, acquaintance, MC, poet, and all around at times a good man. Pray for me, because love and honor is truly what we want to die with. We don't need the truth to die, happy, just thoughts. We don't need the truth to set us free, just love. Pray for me, not because I'm wrong in your eyes, but because I exist in your life as you do in mine. Not because it's your Christian or Catholic duty, but because we're friends and family. Pray for me, as I do for all of you in my private moments and thoughts, as I do for my heart, because I would rather die seeing you happy. Do not ask your maker to forgive someone he has not made. Keep me in your heart because I know I'm safe there. Pray for love. Pray for honor. Pray that we get to debate, joke, laugh, cry, console, comfort, strengthen, uplift, and support each other always. Because in that prayer, we do agree. We're eye to eye. I see you. I love you. Regardless of our seat assignments in the afterlife, pray for me. Because I'll always pray to see you in the next.
Yes.
No, I got another one for y'all. You want me to just keep going, fam, or you want me to
stop? Just keep going till you run out, man.
All right, here you go, man. This one right here is a little something that I wrote a while back. Anyway, dream with envy is sickness of the cured, penny of the dollar and the bland of the allure. Hated are the ones who play for the fun today, knowing tomorrow's promise isn't. So targets are placed on backs by bull. Shit rolls downhill, and so does power opposite of its growth. Humans acting inhumane, changing the hue of Gaia's vision by darkening the soul of her children. Oil and ocean water, becoming the vinaigrette for the seaweed salad, tossed with trash and unrecycled waste are the croutons for crunch, pungently punching holes into our ozone, fumes blanketing her lining like smallpox to our native people. Money changes hands and souls. We become red with anger, blue in the face from holding our breath and selves back, while purple bruises continue to mark our egos. Yellow canaries whistling cowardice tunes while leading the marching band through the streets of fractured strength. When did we inflict upon our psyche the plans for self-destruction? When will we wake from the inception? When will change come in the form of our behavior as it was like our weather patterns? Drastic, abrupt awakening is what is needed because we are not only sleep for rest, our eyes are desensitized to the realities of our lives, so we hope the fiction of our dreams will lead us to the person we lost within ourselves long ago. Hello?
We still got you. We just got right, you the floor, man. All
right, man. This one right here, real quick. I wrote this as part of an AIDS awareness show that I was a part of years ago. I did it in the form of a story, like if you were to say it to the kids. It's called Dumberville. It was actually inspired because I had a coworker at one time who I had a conversation with, and she really was so oblivious to what AIDS is and how AIDS affects people. And mind you, she's 21 at the time. So that really had me like, yo, this chick, it must be coming from like Dumberville. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I called it that. It was a sunny day in Dumberville, where the ignorant ran happily through the pastures of neglect, and the fields of blinded eyes, playing with luck, was more than a game of chance. It was the only way small minds entertained. You see, in Dumberville, lessons weren't taught about diseases, drugs, or sex, so the residents of Dumberville would readily smoke, suck, inject
snort pop and fuck anyone who was down. Until one day, a big bad meanie came to town. Hitting in volume, all in dire straits. Harboring in vain and individually destroying sex. The people of Dumbarville did not know how to fight. They kept playing slave to this monster who invaded their homes and robbed them of their way of life. Thus beginning the change to end the simplicity, to the moral guidance of ignorance is bliss. So enchanting was the kiss of death when presented as an apple. Snow White's invite was the precipice to our falling for anything sweet. Discreet was never a hindrance in Dumbarville, as men would travel to hideaways to play, and women were tricking without a magician's touch. Junkies shared needles like playmates shared cookies. It was a world less fearful, less worried, less stressed, but alas, it was the way Dumbidians liked it. Now their world was rocked into question. How could they fight back? He who says he is victorious, always in defiance successfully, till one day, a voice from the agony, a sound from the halls of defeat, a whimper from just not willing to give in anymore, created a new thought pattern for the uneducated. Plans were being thought of and discussed. They started figuring out how to slow down the grasp of his inhumane viciousness, allied in death's security. They realized before they could end his existence, they would need to learn to contain it. So leaders within groups were chosen to leave Dumbarville and find the origin of his incessant virility among identities diabolically starving, for a way to succumb his wrath and figure out which song could be sung to calm this savage beast until a form of execution could be carried out. They are still out there searching along the way. With each evidence of his origin, they send word of how to fight against this monster. Time has passed. And the Dumbidians of Dumbarville have gotten wiser, have begun to change their ways. Some have even avoided the wrath of the beast, and there are still some who have fallen victim. So I ask of you all who hear this tale to seek out those who still look for the answers, who are still searching for the final strike, for the way to finally end his invading vision aloud in Dumbarville's soul.
Good shit. I definitely was feeling that one.
Good look, you know, if I ever post it for anybody to read, all those little parts in between, they actually spell out HIV and AIDS, which is how I wrote it out. This last one is basically why I write, and I'm hoping people feel it. You know what I'm saying? So once again, yo, Brooklyn Black, good looking out for having me out, man. This is gonna be my one for y'all, right?
No doubt, let's get into it.
Poetry is nothing without a voice. Without a hand to scribe its passion, its hate, its love, its humor, its political views, and its grasp on the human soul. Poetry is nothing without the wisdom to move minds, the strength to move bodies, and the power to help community. That is why I write, in hopes to make something out of nothing, to create meaning and develop definition. I sit and put the world on my shoulders, and with its weight, I wait till the pen wakes from the cries of my people, allowing each tear to formulate into forms of expression, taking aim for my brethren against those they cannot raise arms against. If you have never seen a fist raised in the form of words, then you have never experienced the magic that is poetry. But yet, I don't write for revolution. I write to evolve with resolution. I write to give victims the fight to become victimless. I write for women who should never look down or be looked down upon. I write for men who should know they have the capability of being a child's hero and not its arch enemy. I write for the fat kid who wants his ice cream without the ridicule, her cake without the disgust, and their meals without self-hate. I write for anyone willing to talk to themselves and answer back, because no one knows you better. I write for the cop who behind the badge begins to hate their job because those they protect hate them. I write for those who can no longer go back to that first choice where they could have had chosen to walk away. I write for peace because I want it always to be in my life. I write to keep that blade, I wrote to keep that blade away from my wrist and the rooftop that used to invite me to step away from my problems. I write so my daughter has a father. I write so my wife knows my actions are nothing compared to my words. I write for them. I write for you. But most importantly, I write for me. And if it wasn't for you who are listening to me speak, watching me perform, or reading what I've written, my words would have never have existed, and neither would have I. There you go.
Yes. Majestic originality, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely came to shut it down. Brooklyn in the building.
But I was just waiting for him to finish it all up. As usual, my boy delivers. I was feeling all of that.
So Majestic, you got any shout outs you wanna give before we get going to the next artist?
Yeah, man, real quick, yo, you know what I'm saying? That's probably gonna be the last of the poetry you ever hear from me for a while, because I've been going back into my music, so be looking out for that Two Sides album, The Other Side of the Street, with my boy So Soon. We got a show this coming Friday, February 1st, at the Rebel Arts DS Center up in the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? 478 Austin Place. And, yo, much love to my wife, my daughter, everybody out there, my boy Jew, my boy Marcus. And I'll say it all my family, all my friends, and all my true peoples out there that support what I do. And much love to you, Brooklyn Black, for having me on the show and for putting this together, and to all the poets that's going to come on and bless tonight. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. So where can the people keep up with you as soon as you drop that music and stuff?
Yo, check me out at majesticoriginality.com. That's M-A-J-E-S-T-I-K, originality.com. You could also follow me on Twitter, Majestic723, M-A-J-E-S-T-I-K, 723. On Instagram, Majestic723. On Facebook, Majestic Originality. You know what I'm saying? Yo, feel free to holler at me, even if it's to say what up. It's all good, you know what I mean? So definitely look out for that album.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So shout out to Majestic Originality. Thanks for coming through.
No
definitely
doubt,
appreciate
thank
it.
You for having me.
All right. Wow. Already it's starting off, and it started off, you know, with Brooklyn. I'm just saying, Jay. And for those who don't know, me and Jay, we constantly go back and forth as in which girls get out of the Bronx or Brooklyn. And Brooklyn has already set the bar. And that's all I'm leaving it at right now. But let's get into the next caller. Last four digits, 1427. You're live on air. Who's this?
Hey, what up? Once again, that's the kid, Ali. He speaks Gray. And
oh, okay.
I'm back again. So
I see,
I see.
South Jersey holding it down.
Yeah, you know, I'll be doing 619 popping. But yeah, no, this time I'm actually going to read y'all something more softer, more from that, you know, that feminine side of me. And tell me what y'all think, you know, just keep it real.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Will you miss the first time I held you? I felt your heartbeat, the bass line to the perfect soul. I grooved in your sweet melody. Your words left a rhythm on my tongue. I had the taste of your memory. How could I forget you? How could I forget you? We made sounds, music in which together we created a paradise. No islands covered in sand, no brighter suns, no palm trees, just you and I, all paradise. My bed, yeah, well, see, that was our hammock. In the sounds of the early mornings, yeah, I could still hear your whispers, a scented love song, calm on copper tones, I seen your reflection, hands I felt a touch through the distance and the softness, oh, you sent those kisses down my spine, the winds praying to the heavens that I receive them, and I remember the year that I met you, for the first time, not for the first time, but I mean for the very, very first time, I felt your presence, a presence with no knowledge but an existence, I learned the parts of you. You intrigued my spirit and your woman spoke to my thoughts, no words. Reading my mind, you knew me just as I know you. Reaching out for you, but at all times we grew closer. We rocked together in the spoken verses, and we rocked till later that night. Later that night now. See, later that night you inspired me, placing kisses down my back, tongues tangled and lyrics twisted. Who would have imagined you, us, I, here together now? We're fucking passionately going deeper and deeper, all strings attached. Dig deeper, your nails once engraved my back, images of a pretty shy smile. Later then that night you inspired me, lucky stars and mentalities, fantasizing conspiracies. You and I, we then acknowledged thee, putting the physiology, the hands, pussy, lips, and your sweet, yes, I almost had mind-blowing sex, but yet the best was to come. And that's really all for the night.
Oh, my Jesus. I was saying, you know, now, I like when you come and you hit hard, but then when you come in that soft shit, that kind of took me by surprise. Overall, I dug it. Jada Checkout, what did you think?
She painted a picture for me. I could see that scene right there. I saw that whole experience.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's definitely what it is. So, Ali, you want to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, I got a shout out for you. Of course, I got a shout out to little sis to Magma. She's gonna come and do her thing, you know. And that's what I'm shouting out right now. And I shout out all the South Jersey that's holding it down when it comes to the ink.
All right. Of course, that was Allie Easy Speak Great coming through. Thank you so much for checking in again and doing the damn thing. I definitely appreciate you.
Oh, definitely.
All right. You have a good night and you be good.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Moving right along, I guess, and then Saray's starter could be a good one. Last four digits, 1436. What's going down? You're live on pregame radio.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl, Tamara Gray. Yeah, South Jersey's back again.
That's what's up. What's going on?
Nothing much. Tonight I have two new poems for you. And neither one of them are titled because I just felt like both of them have a message in its own and the title can be taken any way that it applies to your daily life.
Okay, so let's get into it.
All right. Held down by family, my blessings blocked by friends, tripping over so-called loved ones just to make an end, selling myself on corners trying to make up the extra cash, dancing on stage in poles hoping they don't recognize my ass. But that's my nightlife. During the day, I'm in school, working on my degree, fighting to remove myself from underneath the enemy's feet. On Sundays, I'm in church being called a hypocrite. Damn, I just can't catch a break or my grip. Slipping. I feel myself ready to give up on it all. But is what I'm doing really wrong if it's all for a greater cause? Besides, I thought church was designed for folks like me. Instead, pastors and ministers pulling me aside, telling me maybe it's best I leave. Hesitated. Bit my tongue, fought back tears. I felt my temple boiling, so I skated. Walking down the street and I felt my pride slip. Trying to catch my emotions when I felt my smile tip. Started walking faster when I felt my face drip. And before I could do anything about it, I had lost my grip, searching myself to find it. I had to sit on the nearest bench, began to cry, asking God why his people would make me feel like this. A lady sat down next to me and offered me a napkin. She said, I don't know what's wrong, but God told me to tell you, get ready for what's about to happen. Your career will offer much more than you ever dreamed. And your side jobs, well, you can quit them. They won't be needed. 2 months later, you'll see a promotion. Gave me her number and said, come to my church and testify. But honey, the Lord sees your devotion.
You can call that church folk. Well, that's the title that I got, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely dug it because you can even, at times, identify with it. You know, if you've been to a church, especially if you was out Saturday night doing stuff you wasn't supposed to be doing, you go to church Sunday morning, and you get those weird looks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people can definitely relate to that. So you have another one for us, right?
Yeah. Okay. Tragedies in Jersey and each and every state, some more known than others, that our loved ones have taken way too early trips to their graves. They say guns are the problem, and so is mental disease. Are we justifying their actions because of special needs? I can't stand to watch the news and see the crime rate rocket, asking God to watch over us, praying someday he will stop it. Some say he ain't real, but things like this will never happen. But we have been blinded, for the whole picture was never captured. God made us in his image, but then the devil tricked us. Remember, we ate that fruit that turned us wicked. But instead of justifying actions, I'm searching for answers. Instead of finding someone to blame, I'm praying that their lives and talents be replanted. I don't want to walk up to someone and say sorry for your loss. I want to be able to reassure them that they died for a better cause. To say life goes on and the pain will ease is an actual phrase that people believe. I believe that's a lie. The pain never eases. You just don't see the tears anymore because the heart freezes them. People all over are saying, what a tragedy. Mitter is saying, I would have never shot a kid. Yeah, he locked down for killing someone's daddy. So please, stop these kids from bullying and listen when they need help. An available ear could be the difference between another victim and a life sentence in jail.
Ooh, I had to gain my bearings real quick. Like, that one just was like a quick punch in the face. Like, didn't pay attention. He was getting dropped. Jada Tekka, what did you think?
I feel like she has a real grasp on the problem that society's facing today. A lot of people are looking at the wrong issues, but clearly she's been thinking about it and her head's on straight.
Thank you. I had a lot of family shot and killed, and, you know, living in the South Jersey is just as real as Brooklyn. So, you know, it's a lot going on out here. And I just felt like people were putting the blame all in the wrong area. So I'm like, no, I just want to write a little something different.
That's exactly what it is. So you want to give any shout-outs, let people know where they can follow you at?
Yeah, first I want to give a shout-out to my sis, Allie Easy Grace Speaks. And second, you know, just the South Jersey, because, you know, we trying to put our name on the map in a positive way. We trying to switch it up a little bit. And, of course, I have to get a shout-out to my girl, Poetry and Lyrics, South Jersey all day being here. You can catch me on Facebook at Tamara Gray and Instagram at Sweet Chocolate 92.
Woo! Sweet Chocolate 92, I hear that, Ashit.
Well, I thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for calling, of course, just blessing us with your talent. You know, it's definitely a good thing, and it's rare that you hear such talent coming out of South Jersey. You know, South Jersey is always noted for the violence in Atlantic City, but never for the poets, you know, the wordsmiths coming out of there. So definitely thank you for representing.
Thank you.
All right, you have yourself a good night. And
you
we will
too.
Talk again later.
All right.
Pre-Gage Radio, 347-857-4302. Spoken word, as you can see, is in full swing. Our next artist, last four digits, 2353. Miss Poetry Land Lyrics is in the building. What's going on?
Hey, baby. How you doing today?
You know, I love when she calls herself Jay because she just showed me so much love. You know,
I show everybody love, especially the people that show me love. Because, you know, when you first get started, a lot of people be reluctant, whether they hear you or not. They're like, oh, you do what? Yeah, whatever. And they just, like, brush you off. You know what I mean? Then as soon as you start buzzing, everybody like, oh, that's my girl. Like, yeah, but when you ain't know my name and I was just Aisha, you like, who poetry? But anyway, hear that. Anyway, I got something crazy for y'all today, like something out of my norm, but this is what I'm into, doing things out of my norm. But I got a couple inboxes and phone calls yesterday, so I'm going to just go ahead and get this out the way early, right? I want to give my shout out because they say I never do this. Like, I want to give a shout out to everybody that is lyrically gifted in South Jersey. Like, I love all of y'all. I support the whole South Jersey movement. Like, keep doing what y'all are doing, because eventually we're going to get all the way on the map. I also want to give a shout-out, of course, to my team, like the Roundtable. I love you. I love all of you. We go dumb hard. Like, y'all know that. I want to give a shout-out to my mother. Like, I love you, woman. You know, without her, I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't have a gift, so I definitely love her. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Raymond Tyler. Of course, I'm going to give a shout-out to Pregame, Air It Out, like, everybody that loves me because I love y'all. Next, you know. And I want to give a shout-out to God. Like, don't judge me. I hate shout-outs. Like, if you love me, you know that I love you because I go out my way to tell everybody, whether you're my Facebook friend. Like, I have thousands of friends. Yeah, I literally go out my way to personally tell all of them, you know, thank you for being my friend. How you doing? Nice to meet you. Introduce myself and hold conversations with them. So don't
yes,
be acting like
does.
Y'all know I don't love y'all. Like, for
and if she forgot you during the shout-out, suck it up. She'll catch you on the next time, damn it. Don't be blowing up and by somebody you forgot.
Bro. Listen, if y'all inbox me today, I'm putting y'all on blast. Y'all will be all over Facebook, like, shout out to such and such and such. So go ahead and mess with me today. Anyway. Back to my table, the Round Table, my label. I love them. I have a poem just for y'all. It's called The Oath of the Round Table. Like, this is our statement, our mission. The story of a hustler is never told right. Not every thug is a gangster. Not every geek is nice. You should not mourn everybody who clocks out early, because some of you motherfuckers be deserving it and worthy. They don't follow street code 101, loyalty. Times are hard. They even harder in these streets. You either creeping, grinding, or dying from the heat. When the walls start closing in, it's best to be quick on your feet. It's a small world, but an even smaller prison cell. When you surround yourself by niggas who cop shit then tell, because they tricked up they flip money, now they can't post bail. But all my niggas is real. Real lyricists, real hustlers, real gangsters, little gentlemen. They murder tracks, murder blocks, and will murder any man. Survival of the fittest. Never play the role with a gingerbread man, or you lose your arm, leg, arm, head. Dots from your ankles, your forehead. Pussy ain't the only thing that be spotting red. That beam peeps everything, from the cops to the snitches to the niggas holding that bread. So if you're going to tell a story, make sure you don't become a chapter in that book. If you're going to take a life, make sure it's worth the shit that you took. If you're going to be a lookout, don't appear. care to be so shook, want to fake it till you make it, better act a little bit harder. If the streets is really watching, they should be teaching your ass to be a little bit smarter. Fuck shadow boxing, better learn to keep your guards up. It ain't about where you from, but where you standing at this moment. Care less than a damn about who you know, unless you know who else in this area is holding. Because when we add our politics with this bullshit, you niggas keep folding. You gotta give it to us like you already knew that you was owing. Volunteer for this extortion. You're like a swag, must have cost you a small fortune. Not stealing, more like confiscating a strong woman. There are no thieves, snitches, and no liars in our cipher. Just a strict code of honor that we live for and die by.
Yes.
All right, so that was our mission statement, you know.
Oh, that was the mission statement. Okay, shout out to the round. That was one hell of a mission statement.
We go hard, you know. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah. That's what it is. South Jersey, stand up. You guys are being represented right now. Stand up.
All right, but I got to get back to the knowledge thing, you know. I know you remember the poem, Land of the Free, Home of the Brave.
I sure do.
Well, yeah, well, we're not doing that again. But I do have a poem called Land of the Thief, Home of the Slave, where I flipped it a little bit for you. So you ready for me?
I'm ready for you, baby.
Why does being wrong feel right until the very end? Because we as humans are happy with the sin. We accompany misery and love to hate. Patience has virtue, but their associates do not wait. If love is a drug, sex must be its gates. Lust is how you get there if hell is actually a place. Since marriage is no longer significant, your soul has been disgraced, and we are devolving as an entire human race. In order to catch a fallen nation, our children must pick up the pace, because the generation that was born in the 90s is falling on its face. Fact is, we can no longer blame the parents. It is not necessarily the school's fault that our kids are growing up to be degenerate. Maybe it's the lyrics or the radio stations, possibly the music videos, or simply in general, television. Personally, I think it's the total media system, our environment, the government, even our prisons, a whole country encouraged to be ignorant. The problem is you are all actually listening, therefore brainwashed intentionally, because the media, government, entertainment, and stock market are all controlled by the same group. But before I expose it, let me break it down for you. The news no longer reports the news. It only gossips about the stars. No more public announcements, just Viagra, clothes, music, and cars. They don't want you to pay attention of what's really going on in the world. If you are only concerned with celebrities, maybe you won't realize why we actually went to war. Was it for gas, drugs, land, or oil? Not that it would be the first time that America fought over soil. The truth is, total control is without question unmitigated power, which is also the cause of our destruction, because greed clouds judgment. In return, money changes the way we function. Police have a so-called war against drugs, but a so-called gang runs this country. Now, how could you not see? I'll tell you how, because they control everything, your education and technology. They maneuver the grants used to monitor your intelligence. Using HARPA technology, it's possible they even control the weather by manipulating the seasons, hurricanes, and tornadoes. I mean, come on, think about Sandy and Katrina. But it didn't cross your mind because, like I said, they control the media. No correction. They control everything. CNN, BBC, Fox News, drug trade, cartoons, celebrities, radio stations, politicians, religion, NASA, food, medicine, even the military. Am I moving too fast? Let's start with the genetic engineering of food. They modify an organism's genetic material in order to produce a larger harvest, causing a lack of substance being produced. Meanwhile, pharmaceutically, they continue to pollute. Everything that helps you hurts you. This is part of their cahoots. By managing the illegal drugs as well, this is an attempt to obliterate the brain at its roots. The military, politicians, celebrities, cartoons, music, they're all agents of this too. Distractions, more or less, subliminally controlling what you think, therefore what you do. The reasons why you don't know the truth. This is why you don't know that you have been imprisoned and everything has been stolen from you. Yet you sit there like it's okay in America, the land of the thief, home of the slave. They don't have to physically capture you as long as they keep your thoughts caged. Think free. Remember to live brave.
Nice one. That was definitely one of those social conscious joints where, after hearing that, some people will wake up and get the message. So definitely I was feeling that one.
I hope so. I try to wake people up on every level, like from the streets to the government to your household.
Wow.
You feel me?
Like you see Jay said, wow. That's all.
That's all I got. Wow.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you could have a speechless moment with me. Sorry, they claim I talk too much anyway.
Nah, well, shit, you're a wordsmith. That's your life. All you know is words. So of course you're going to talk. Like, that's
true.
Exactly what it is.
This is the reason why I always, no matter what I'm doing, I make sure I make it to the spoken word show when we do it every year. Just to see people change thoughts. And I have not been disappointed.
Well, one thing I'm going to start is I'm going to make it more of a, if not monthly, a every other month event. Because, you know, we need to show love to the spoken word, you know, and there's a slew of poets who couldn't register in time, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, so we got to do it for next time. Probably make that one bigger. Probably do 2 weeks worth of shows. I don't know. It's all in development, but we're definitely going to be showing more love and shedding more light onto the spoken word, onto poetry, because that is a base of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have hip-hop, you wouldn't have rap if, you know, somebody wasn't a poet. But,
yes.
Is there anything else you got for us? Or are you just going to leave the mic, like, smoking and shit?
Oh, wow. See, I was writing something today, but, you know, my label has this thing called Pound Kill Whack Rappers, because there's a lot of rappers on our label, you know. So I wrote this poem today, but it has, like, a lot of cuss words in it, right?
You think we give a fuck about motherfucking curses?
Oh, my gosh. And it has no title, like.
That's
but
fine.
You know what? I love you, Black. I love you. So I'm going to do it anyway. Like, it don't even matter.
See, I love you.
This is what we do.
Let's get into it. This is what we do.
How do you answer a person who questions everything? Should I even question myself? I guess we all have stupid moments. Minds are simply pitiless. No sorry emotions, no regrets, no fake apologies, no false hopes or meaningless sex. What is done is done. Let that shit go. Embrace life. Kill yourself or grow. If it was love, I wouldn't have to ask questions because I know. Before you say the words I love you, you would show, you know? Or you want to keep playing this, what you mean game? When you be talking indirect behind my back, bitch, say my name. I say you fake as hell. You like, what you mean, man? That's lame. Everybody jumping ship. You won't get a deal off me, so why chase my fame? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You want me. I know you do. Why resist it? Go night-night, nigga. You scared to sleep on me like you going to miss shit. I wrote the manuscript on this new wave. You just a misprint. Better yet, a misfit. More like an infant who ain't fit to sit at my table. Want to challenge my label. I would accept the task, but I don't believe that you willing nor able. Once shit connects, try us. They don't want to disconnect you like cables. All I see is the horse's ass. Even your mouth should be locked in the stable, my dude. You couldn't be fly with a can of Red Bull. I would say you was like tomato soup if I had to compare you to food. I really don't mind telling you to your face that you whack lyrically. I mean, it's not like we was ever cool. I simply didn't want to be rude. Then you came at me with this bullshit, and I already was not in a good mood. Jokes like Garden State Pusher, right? That's your dude until I kill your shit. Like, number one in Jersey, over 150,000 plays on YouTube. You mad because he got the biggest buzz? Or you mad because his brother got the hottest bars? Or you mad because in this year alone, his broad did 140 shows? This is the round table. Nigga, the whole team go hard. We looking for new foot soldiers, though. Might recruit your dad, brother, sister, your wife, and your mom. It's obvious they got a lot of time laying around. You claim you're on your grind, but you ain't been on your job in a while. You about to be dismissed and thrown out like a bad trial. You know, you what I consider a whack lyricist. The only problem is you still in denial, pound. Kill whack rappers. That statement alone probably built your career, especially since you dropped, flopped, and retired all in the same year, trying to figure out what you was thinking and why you think you're relevant when you ain't rapped on a track in like 3 or 4 years. It's apparent you still ain't found your niche yet, even after your last 5, 6 careers pushing 40 without a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. Nigga, tell me how that feels. You need a job with a 401k, some type of benefit or something, grandpa. You almost retirement age, got your predator swag going. You look like a damn pedophile in me. I'm gonna call you a O without the G's for ovary because you beyond pussy to me.
Yikes.
We're gonna call that overkill.
Yikes. Yikes. Calling niggas ovaries now. Jada Tech Guy, what did you think about Pound Rappers?
Nah, I was feeling that one. I like that one. That was crazy.
That was definitely that ish right there from his poetry and lyrics, of course. Thank you so much. You got my call lines popping. Anybody want to get on and get shout-outs out or whatever?
But thank you so much for coming and blessing. And for those who ain't know, those are world premiere joints you heard tonight. She ain't even posted in her group yet. She ain't shoot the YouTube video yet. No, she read them first live and direct for you guys here on Free Game Radio.
Because I love you guys.
And you, we love you right back, you know. So that's like, you know, so that's why I'm so appreciative, and I want to thank you for always hooking us up and doing the damn thing, and, you know, just hitting us with this lyrical gift that you have.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of being lyrically gifted, OMG, Tamara Gray, I freaking love you, baby.
Look, there's another shout-out right there. See, everybody's getting shouted out today. Everybody's getting it.
Yeah, everybody, shout out to Garden State Pusha. Freaking love you too, baby.
Once again, thank you once again, Ms. Pusha. Let us let the people know where they can keep up with you and follow your work.
Yes, you can follow me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. How about you just Google me, right? Or you can just find my label on Facebook, The Round Table. We're all there. Drizzy the Bull, Garden State Pusha, Poetry and Lyrics. Holla at it.
So check them out. Once again, Poetry and Lyrics came and just set it off for y'all up in this piece. 347-857-4302. Let's get to these call outs real quick. Last four digits, 7683. 7683, what's going on? You're live on Free Game Radio. Yeah, that's you. What's up? Hi, we lost some. You know, it's all. You know, we got to take a quick little intermission. You know, all this heat on the radio, you know, you got to take a breather. You got to get some fresh air. You know what I'm saying? You got to just relax for a second. All right, but we be coming right back with more poetry, more spoken word, and you just got an all-around great night for y'all. It's Free Game Radio, brand-new Persia Fucking Problems remix. We'll be right back.
Beat it up, beat it, beat it from the back. A standing ovation when my ass zone. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed alone. And just, okay, I got it. Then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. Yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live inside the valley. Now vacate in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dear. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is me, be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Yeah, pre-game radio. Jay, did she just say that she was on the pill coming, huh? Did I hear that right?
I believe you did.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Persia. Persia ain't watching me on Twitter. But moving right along. Don't worry, Miss Camille. I see you. I got you. But we're coming to the stage right now. Somebody anonymous. They've been rocking for about a half hour, so I'm guessing they want to read. Anonymous caller, what it is.
This is entitled Can't Wait. From the time I left you this morning, I could think of nothing except getting back to you, your softness, your warmth. I can hear you calling my name. You're wanting to feel me all over head to toe, the two of us, in wild heated ecstasy. Finally, I'm back. As I open the door, I see you. I've waited all day. As I look at you, I can't get out of my clothes fast enough. Oh, goodness, oh, mercy. No lights needed. I know exactly where you are, waiting for me. I strip, and I feel you're wanting me. Oh, yes, how I, too, can't wait to get back into my bed. The next one is payday. I may not can buy anything for myself, but what I've brought are the privileges of unlocking a door knowing that my rent is paid. I've brought the privilege of flipping a switch and my space has light. I've brought the privilege of opening a door where food is stored to feed my children. I've brought the privilege of turning a knob which allows fire to cook the fruit and a window to open if it gets too hot. I've brought the privilege of picking up a receiver, push buttons, and hear my friends, my families on the other end without hearing an automated strange voice threaten to interrupt my conversation if I don't deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes. Although I can't buy me nothing, I'd much rather have keys instead of Nikes, food instead of guess who won't be eating tonight. So whenever I start feeling blue because I didn't buy me nothing, I go get my keys, walk through my space, open up the fridge, look out the window, call a friend, and say, thank God I've got me something. Thank you.
Anonymous caller, wow, she just was also real and run. You know, Jada Tenkai, what you think?
Oh, she had a message. She had a message to all that. Guess who won't be eating tonight? You know what I'm saying? She came and said what she had to say, and she was out. No names required.
What? No name, no shout out, no Twitter, no Facebook, nothing. Just strictly direct to the point. Now, let's get into our next one. Last four digits, 1436. You are live and direct. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. Now, for those who don't have the pleasure of knowing your voice, let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Okay, I'm Camille, and I'm calling from Pleasantville, New Jersey. Atlantic City here, you know.
Okay.
I told you, Jay Jersey's been on the check-in recently, man. They just been pulling it down.
I know a little bit
about Pleasantville.
Well, it's not too pleasant. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it used to be.
It used to be.
Yeah, it's not as pleasant as Newark at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I got family out there. It used to be.
Yeah.
I remember dropping my boy off in Newark, and because we had New York Place, we almost didn't make it out of there. Thank God I had the gift of gab. So we were jail our way out of it, but we almost didn't make it out of there. There wouldn't be no pregame radio if I make it so we got out of there. Now, New York is crazy, but shout out to all my Newark people. But, Ms. Camille, you got something for us?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said you have something for us, right?
Yes, I do. This piece is entitled A Familiar Stranger. She screams. I will never get high. I will never abandon my kids and have them wondering why. I will never drink. I will never intoxicate my body and do things that I can only bear to think. I will never put a man before my kid. I will never allow someone to do what your husband did. I will never let my kids go to foster care. I will never tell my kids no after not being there. I will never. I will never. I will never do the shit you do. Dear mother, I will never be you. These are the words she screamed, although so true, a tad bit mean. She grew up in rich houses, played sports, and didn't think to drink or touch drugs. Everyone she surrounded herself by, she showed nothing but love. She lived what we call the good life, or so she thought. To get where she was, to get where she was wasn't easy, and every day she fought. The words I will never often cross her mind. But her life changed due to time. She lived a good life, yet again in her mind. But she knew her parents were in danger, because when she looked in the mirror, all she could see was a familiar stranger. That's all.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Like, that was, man, like, that's for the... I would say those are for the ladies who had their kids at 16 and were grandmothers about 32 and going to the club and having it, you know what I'm saying? Those for them. Those for y'all ratchet asses. Not saying all of y'all's ratchet, but a good majority of y'all be on some ratchet shit. No, but that was for y'all. So, Ms. Camille, tell me, you got more?
Hey, but, not at the moment, but I do have a question for you. Was it a mental marriage?
Yes. I can't go to South Jersey, man. I don't think I'd want to leave until, you know, I run into some of the local niggas and then, oh, you from New York, huh? I know how them Jersey dudes get down. But, yeah, it was definitely, wow. Yeah. Like, and Jay Tech guy is, he's probably like, what are you talking about? Last night when they came in, straight such shit down, I had posted that I got married mentally like 4 times because I was just like in such awe.
Yes.
And I was so like, you know, and that's why from what these ladies came and they spit. You know, and that was great. She actually hit me with a question. I don't get hit with questions like that. I'm old shit. So that was.
Now I'm saying, so Camille, you got any well, let people know once again where to follow you at and check out some more of your work.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook, Camille Ashate, Instagram at It's Millie, Twitter at underscore dope tweets. Now follow that.
And that's dope with two E's, ladies and gentlemen. If you put one E, you're gonna get some ratchet ass dude from Chicago. So that's dope tweets with two E's. And definitely follow her, keep her with. You got her on Facebook, you know, you're lucky. I'm not as lucky yet, but hey, it is what it is. But once again, Camille, thank you so much. I just gotta shout out the whole South Jersey, Camille, Allie, Tamara, Fortunately. Yeah, see, I hear her laughing in the background.
Yeah, we're all in the same room right now, as you speak.
Yeah, see, Jay, check out, we got to make the trip out there, you know what I'm saying, because that sounds like one hell of a little get-together over there.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Yep, Team Lyric.
We are the party. We are the words of the unheard.
You organize all of that, Brooklyn.
Yeah, shit. And that's what we're doing nowadays. So there's going to be a South Jersey field trip coming up in the near future. We're just going to be holding it down, doing the damn thing. Now, Camille, once again, thank you so much.
Anytime.
You guys come and y'all represent. And don't worry, when the next talk of work comes, I'm definitely letting y'all know. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because as soon as I put the word out and you took that last spot, everyone's hitting me, hey, can I read? Sorry, spots is filled. So it's definitely a good look. I love the turnout every time we do it. And like I said, it's mostly because, you know, South Church, they come and represent. So big shout out to y'all, and I appreciate y'all once again for coming through and just showing love.
We appreciate you for letting us.
You have yourself a good night. Bye, Tamara. Bye, Allie. Y'all have a good night, ladies.
Bye.
3Game Radio, 347-857-4302. We still got a little bit more show left for y'all. You know, it's 11:30, and, you know, time, you know, it flies pretty quickly when you're having fun on pregame radio. It's me, Jay the Tech Guy, definitely holding it down, doing the damn thing. I'm going to hit you with a pregame oldie but goodie before we come back and wrap up this whole spoken word thing and hit you in the head with some more, you know, hot joints. Jay, should I take it back or should I just play one of our regular pregame artists?
I say take it back. What you got in the vault?
Gonna take it back. All right. And you know, just for you, we don't take it to the Bronx.
All right.
You know, because no matter what, at many times me and Jay, we go back. Which borough is better, Brooklyn or the Bronx? Brooklyn, of course. But anyway, no matter how many times we go back and forth, if it wasn't for the Bronx, there wouldn't be no hip hop. Now I'm saying 174 Sedgwick.
And you know this.
And we'll be right back.
Ready for war, Joe? How you wanna blow they spot? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wop. Hop in your Hummer, the punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles, we'll do the zoo while he's serving spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor, Joe. We crack, fuck them all. If they move, noodles, shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little. Did we know that we riddle's a middleman who didn't do diddly? Here'll be a cold game, how the day I'm taking out. Make no mistake, for real, I wouldn't hesitate to kill. But still a fat one that you love to hate. Catch you at your mother's weight, smack you, then I whack you with myself to yay. I rub your face off the earth and curse your family, children like Amityville until the nerves in your cavity filling. Insanity's building a pavilion in my civilian. It can't be the energy that humanity's filling. I'm villain without remorse, who's willing to out the boss forever and take all the chatter like child support. I support one in anything he does, anything he loves. A brother from another mother, sent for the above. A dark nigga just like me, one of the best might be. Even better, leaving niggas kneeling on their right knee. Like me, couldn't paint a better picture. You small change, I'm blowing out your brains, getting richer. Hit you with the Mac, smacking bitch, nigga, what? You get stuck, my bigger figures, it's a yes or fuck. Trust you, cruising in the land, pumping cash rules. Last food, the one, caught a 100, trying to pass through. That's true, so who the next to get it? TS the best that did it. Get it off your chest, get admitted. And it's yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop, killer, thriller to the top. Yeah, and you don't stop.
So he cracks the rock, and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked.
Yeah,
and you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga. What? Bring it up on your whole spot.
Yeah,
and you don't stop.
Until 187 on an undercover guy.
Fuck the police, I squeeze first, make him knee jerk. Take him feet first, shoot him off, then launch him in the key first. The streets curse, the First Amendment, culturally biased. Opposed to suppliers, with right tonight, I hold my rosary tight as I can. I'm one man against the world, just me and my girl, Black Pearl. I seen him, I seen him, but keeps it real, you know the deal. We steal from the rich and keep it peeping, it's no secret. Watch me and Joe go back and forth and freak.
Creep with me, as I cruise in my Beamer. All the kids in the ghetto call me Don Cartagena, kicking ass as I blast off heat. And you never see me talk to police. So you should know that I really don't care. Pull you by the hair, slit your throat, and I leave you right there. So beware, it's red, that niggas want beef. Just want speak and let these motherfuckers know how we run the streets.
Fuck peace, I run the streets deep with no compassion. Puerto Ricans known for slashing, catching niggas while they sleeping, no relaxing. Keep your eyes open, sharp reflexes. Three Texas in the Jeep, Lexus, just in case police testers. Street professors, several squad, ghetto scholars. Will a clip smart, inflict the free regard when the metal hollers. Better acknowledge y'all get knocked down until I'm locked and shot down. Had the beat, couldn't make me put my clock down. We locked down, fake rounds in the chamber. Boogie down, major like nine. I bust mine every time, plus I'm the crime boss of New York. Where we taught to walk the walk, all my niggas carry chalk. Just stalk, I pray like a predator. Whoever want it, go and get it, set it, baby, and I'ma bury ya. So remember the squad that I'm reppin', I'm full of clip of my weapon and punish niggas till it's Armageddon.
Yeah,
and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop killers till I'm fit as hell.
Yeah,
and you don't stop. So we crack the rock and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked.
Yeah,
and you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga. Why bring it up on your whole spot?
Yeah,
and you don't stop.
It's still 187 on an undercover guy.
Yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop killers till I'm fit as hell.
Yeah,
and you don't stop. So we crack the rock and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked.
Yeah,
and you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga. What? Bring it up on your whole spot.
Pre-game radio, y'all already know what it does. Samir Brooklyn Black, Jada Tech guy, they're here holding it down, which is, you know, cool because he always comes through for spoken word, which is always a good thing. Mark it on your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. February 22nd, your boy Brooklyn Black will be at the Space Palace in Brooklyn with Dellish Ashbrook, Collective The Source, whole other bands, DJ Uncle Jazz, On The Ones and Twos, Danny F. Behind The Bar. I'm at the door, and I have, of course, the Space Cookies on deck.
And Jada Tech Guy will be in the building.
Oh, and Jada Tech Guy will be in the building, so we're definitely going to be there, have a great old time, watch how many chicks pop mollies and start sweating, and all that good is, you know what I mean? I did actually have one more poet, but I guess, I don't know, she forgot or, you know, she busy doing something. You know, but it's all well and good. We don't hold none against nobody. So they can't make it, but should be around the next time we do this. Like I said, we'll probably be not February, definitely for March. I should probably do one for Valentine's Day, right, Jay?
No need. Nothing special about that day.
Have everybody
do it whenever you want.
Have anybody do their sappy love poems and shit?
Yeah, I don't want to hear all that. I didn't want to say that, but since you said it.
You know, so, like I said, we're definitely going to keep it going, keep things in perspective. But I got, I have another one. I have a little favorite of mine. It's by Mr. Langston Hughes. This is called Mother to Son. Shout out to my mom. You know, her raising me has not been easy, especially being the only boy. So, and she stuck through it. So definitely shout out to my moms. She always holds her brother down, and she was definitely one of the supporting forces behind Free Game Radio. You know, so shout out to my mother. Shout out to all the mothers who do what they got to do by their kids, you know, supporting them or, you know, being a parent first and a friend later, you know what I mean? So shout out to parents who do what they got to do. And definitely shout out to the deadbeat dad trying to claim kids because it's tax season. But don't be trying to send your shit in because you can't send it in until the 30th. So don't be trying to go to H&R Block now and shit. You'll be wasting your time, all right? But here we go. Let's see who's from Mother to Son on Free Game Radio, Spoken Word Night. Hit me up. We're still rocking.
Well, son, I'll tell you. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had hexes, splinters, boards torn up.
Practice that creation, and so you do not grab your breath, but you do carefully clench your dick, and
347-857-4302. And that concludes our spoken word for this evening, but we still got pregame radio left. So shout out to all the poets that called through. Majestic Originality, the anonymous caller, Tamara, Ali, Camille, Poetry and Lyrics, even those who couldn't make it today. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for keeping it going. And I think I'm just going to keep it in the broth because, you know, it's real rare. We got Jay the Tech Guy in the building. And I got to make him feel at home. You know, I got to give him these Bronx people. You know, like I said before, I love the Bronx. Don't get it twisted. I love the Bronx. I just think Brooklyn's better. You know, it's just what it is.
Well, you know, but, of course, everybody's going to think they home place is, you know, the best. I wouldn't be real if I didn't think otherwise.
You know, but like I said, I got love for the Bronx. I love the Bronx, you know. Made a lot of money, had a lot of fun in the Bronx. You know, so Bronx is definitely where it's at. But brand new for Vegas Black, up in the Bronx, South Bronx, stand up. This is Get Busy on Pregame Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Broke people say I'm on some funny shit, cause I be on that money shit. I'm sick of hearing all the talking, all the runny lips. The homies call me Black, the ballers call me Honey Dip. The ones that said I'm trash was looking hip on some bummy shit. I'm full speed and I mean ahead. Dope boys, slick mouth, give me crazy head. Neck wear, heavy stones, I ain't talking Fred. Waistline, heavy with the chrome, man, I'm talking lead. When I say I'm the illest bitch, I ain't playing. Put your money up, I'm killing shit. Who just saying? Couple racks on the bedspread where I'm laying. Scratched up the game, something serious like DJ. I don't care if you eat up or high. Drunk, mollied up, done off your supply. You can't lie, keep the fucking hands high. Any shows, any hoes, any gals, any guys. I turns up like volume for the TV. DVD, I get busy, that's just me. Trust me, if you dusty, you ain't round me. Cause I don't need no other dusty niggas trying to clown me. Fresh fellas and money, get it, surround me. Groupies in the telly, suck it up like Bounty. Brownie, that trick, I pick up rep shit. When I'm in the stew, I'm on that Remy in my cup shit. Grinding for the wealth, I need more ice in the bucket. And I'ma need it before I kick the fucking bucket. A Beamer, Benz, a Bentley, and a caravan. Nigga, I'm spicy like Zatarans. Live from the MSG, but from Madison. And everybody know I rock like Gravel Man. Mind be on greatness. And the G time 3, I go ape shit. Hit Apple S, told me you could save it. Cause even if you tried to reach the fucking height where I'm at, you won't make it. My mouth's so foul, it's so flagrant, but you can't help but love my style. It's that Dame shit, that go hang shit, cocaine shit, that breathe by highway, switch lane shit. Late night, dark shades, Ray Bang shit. Cypher full of legends, but I make it so they can't spit. I want it all, I'm so selfish. It's like my pockets is allergic to that shellfish. Whoa, I'm so cold. At the same time, still hot like charcoal. I roll through deep like potholes. Footwear sick, no bitch, don't got those. I'm so hot, these guys don't need clothes. Shitting on these haters, sitting on these niggas' nose. I love my friends, but I'm closer to my foes. Cool with the players, but I keep a couple hoes. Got dumbs, but I'm heavy with the O's. And ain't shit changed, that's how the game goes. They said I'm too cute to spit flows. That's when my head got big like afros. Damn, I'm so cocky. B got B, and you can find me with the money in the top B. Shotgun in the coupe, no top, please. A motherfucking bullet couldn't stop me. I'ma keep going ham like Boar's head. My foundation stronger than a horse leg. And my loaf got me thinking about more bread. I'm trying to make headlines like a forehead. And bring it back for the real shit. I'm about to show them what the deal is. A motherfucker gotta feel it. Cause even if you fake, you can't escape the real shit.
Yeah.
Jay Black,
the
Jay
King
Black.
Petey, you dig? You dig?
You know I'm reppin' fear, none, nigga. Fucking round with L's, get your gun, nigga. Beef with me ain't nothing like no playground, ain't no fun, nigga. Worry about my son, nigga. Growing in this shitty life. Hoodie gang representative, thuggin' with the gritty life. And trust me, this a gritty life. You got to keep it greasy, or another nigga take your wife. Worse than that, they take your life. Living with your kids, nigga. Eating from your fridge, nigga. On top of that, she been fucking in Queensbridge, nigga. I know you sick, cause you ain't never knew that shit until I told you about it. Got sad, but try to get swole about it. Fuck that, nigga, get your shit together. Fucking with these hoes and get you stuck. Ain't gonna be shit forever, man. I know you better than that. Roll up that endo. And if you smoke a cigarette, then blow it out that window. Cause I don't need my mama talking shit. She be always talking shit until I get my own shit. I can't do nothing around this bitch. I ain't content with that. Shit, I'm trying to pimp the rap, but this the realest shit I ever wrote. Yeah, I could live with that. Fuck it, we just kicking back. Feet up. I'm trying to get paid. I'm a motivational speaker. It's Peter. And I don't want no drama, brother. We just want a couple commas, brother. And watch my son reach the top of Obama's mother. I'm just an African-American and I ain't no life close to my heritage. I party with some Mexicans and I don't give a fuck. I'm living reckless like my father did. I'm teaching 5 hoes to use their head like a Harvard kid. Fuck the competition, they ain't you, nigga, they hardly spit. Probably why I'm feeling like this mission is accomplishment. Space Jam monster shit, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne Carter shit. I love this shit, and nigga, it's too hard to quit. Boy, I'm on that Harley shit. Drinking that Bacardi shit, I tend to get loose, huh? So I don't wear that cardigan, I'm hungrier than starving men. One plate for all of them, if you ain't want that order, why the fuck you got me calling?
Niggas running on with the mouth, fuck what you reppin'. Gritty like 10 Hut, the troops still steppin'. God gave me this flow, I decided to use it. Hydrochloric acid, set fire to music. I bought the house you live in, and yeah, listen, you kids dumb. I'm eating off you niggas, call it passive income. Me, I'm a grinder, lame, you just swagger jack. No church in the wild, surviving in this habitat. What you do, I did it for seeing your boy's scene. But keep working at it though, it don't hurt the dream. Hacks about me, nigga, cause I get respect. They press my fan, I brought my switchblade to the wreck. Niggas was playing ball, I was making calls. That's my sister Clarissa, let her explain it all. Her niggas struggle hard, so I bubble now. Money turn me on, her sexy 200 dab. Stacy Dash like, let me hit the ass twice. Still I never call her, too busy being a baller. Never get it confused, Charlie Sheen and never lose. Focused on winning, surrounded by pretty women. No bullshitting, sorta like I'm Steve Reed. Your wife, you drop a can of dude, she let the whole team squeeze. Did you knock me? Gee, I stand tall. Vince Carter with the rock, let this man ball. Only thing promises the casket in these streets. My little nigga put the gun down and now he make beats. Fiends showing sales, screaming for an encore. Spring Valley's too hot, so I be in the Bronx mall. And Karma's a swag, watching when she come around. Your right hand man and get you knocked and patted down. If I should die, yo, I try my best. Hold me down like Clint East did the Wild Wild West. Motherfucker.
Pre-game radio, that was Elvis Presley. Before that, Vegas Black representing BX, we get busy. But we about to wrap it up, so I definitely want to give a big shout-out once again to everyone who called in. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Follow me on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black. You know, Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. Facebook, Brooklyn Black. All that good stuff. And as always, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. It's cold out there. Bundle up. Jay, let the people know where to catch you online at.
You can catch me online on Facebook. That's Tech Guy Lewis. Or you can catch me on Twitter. That's Dark Ichigo. On Instagram, that's Julian Lewis. No. I'm sorry. On Instagram, that's Big Bad.
And, you know, before we get up out of here, got this last rant from the homie Jay Black. Rest in peace. You guys be good. I'll see y'all next week. And y'all guys have a good weekend. Like I said, be safe, and I'll catch y'all around. Peace out.
Yes, sir. Yep. I'm flying all throughout New York City and shit. About to check the homie Novi and Queen. Yeah. About to stop over in D-Town and shit. Brooklyn. What's good? What's with? Yeah. Yes, sir. I spit it from the stomach. I injure whoever want it. You know I keep it 100. These riders do not want it. They talk a lot of shit behind my back, this and that, but I don't let that shit come down like fucking Petty Pat. I'm on some other rap. I'm on another cloud. I scream my name out. Black millions. I scream it loud. I'm finna make this money. I'm finna make the cash. These niggas talk a lot of shit until we just approach their ass. Then it's like, nah, homie, we don't want it. We heard you from NY. You going off 100 miles per hour. I keep it going when I'm on it, cause I don't ever stop. My shit is strictly for blocks that ain't never had shit. My flow's backwards. I spit freestyles that make a lame back flip. And you will hit the ground with the ease. I'm the illest you. Just chilling under my breeze.
Be prepared to put the work when you run with me. Cause I'm up for a night like I'm Kennedy. You think I'm funny, actually, you are the parody. Apparently, your gimmicks are a tragedy for fantasy. And why does it like no other? And I drive with my brother. It don't matter if these haters are a dime a dozen. I only need two rebels cause I'm steady buzzing. I'm realer, chilling with my thriller niggas. Gorilla, winters in the elevators. Individually, put it down B, boogie down B, swagger in the SB. I'm a grindaholic, so y'all all in danger. Cause I get worked out like a personal trainer. I ain't stopping till the squad is big in New York. Just stop Staten Island till my homies big enough.
Y'all hear that post, y'all. You faggot rappers don't clap. The only time you squeeze a pump during an asthma attack. We laughing at that, pointing fingers, embarrassing cats. New York fell off, so I'm here to put it back on the map. So y'all can chill up in the club and get crunk. I represent the outside of the club. Where niggas be busting their guns. Basically what I'm saying is once that crunk shit is over, you gotta come outside and deal with all the thugs and the soldiers and bust. We drunk and you sober, we looking to start shit. You got that look in your face like where did I talk at? I'm a vet and I ain't even come out yet. Ain't nothing for free, y'all niggas better cut my check. Who fucking with me? Just see the way I flow the track. With gritty life in the building, niggas walk out the back. I got Jay Black with me, Jay Stack with me, A-Dash with me, and my nigga Pro Killing.
My hood is where it's live at. Stacks on deck, promise you can find that. There's a couple hating dudes, never mind that. Timberland Prince, I'll leave him on your spine back. Jeans sagging, usual shit. Elevating other niggas, though they losing the grip. Calling audible, I can get a few of you hit. They on the building, plus I got a few of the whip. Check, Capricorn, so my movements are swift. Humble niggas tag, I'm about as cool as my wrist. 38 special, plus I got a roof of a six. Wrong move and a hollow will maneuver a red. The only way to do it is big. Me and my team, we the present and the future, you dig. Act up, I send a few to your crib. 16 shots, I'ma leave a few on your leg.
Yeah, it's a mega high, southern niggas running shit. Take a look at the team that I'm running with. GL, 4L, till I make the news. Young style coming through, nigga, give me room. Same play, same stance, the nigga, bro, kill me. Fuck, 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 other nigga rap before I kill a good queen. On life is a lifestyle, seen on my scene. Down south serving these little good beans. Showing these niggas what gritty like me. Watch how I break it down, rockin' with my own sound. Rapper for a little town, I ain't back on the mound. That's right, jump style, for the nigga running shit.
Initiating shutdown sequence.